For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is What's Trending in Texas. Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. Just getting things underway with another version of Jury Duty. We have another question we need to ask you. That's coming up in just about 10 minutes here. Also, in about 20 minutes, we'll play Mo Knows Country. She's been on the edge the last couple of days. Can you beat her for $100? We'll find out. And then 610, we'll get your day started with some good news. The 610 Amen. Mo is here this morning. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G-Money?
Eric with a K, also here. Good morning, Eric.
What's up, G-Money?
What is that?
More money, more problems.
I was trying Mo's thing. It didn't work for me.
I see.
Sorry.
Okay. You're not
when
cool
I
enough.
When I do it, George is like,
cool,
yeah, it's just
to
Mo.
Pull it off. That's all I'm saying there. Also, tonight is a big night. Pasadena Rodeo. It's Bull Bash night with Drew Baldridge. We'll talk all about that this morning. It's something special. If you grew up in Pasadena, you want to be listening at about 6:20 this morning. We have a little Pasadena salute that we're going to do. So that's on the way. But right now, Mo, let's get to what's happening here in Houston. The top three things that are trending in Texas this morning.
Number three.
FBI is just out there trying to do their jobs. And all of us are like, ooh, what's going on? They promised no threat to the public yesterday, but there was some sort of crackdown. It looks like it was illegal gaming. Dozens of gaming machines are being removed from like 15 locations across the city. And whenever there's a big FBI presence, everyone's like very curious.
Well, sure. Exactly.
No threat. No threat. It's fine.
Okay. Number two.
Relief is coming. I think that means fall. One more day of hot, humid weather. That's today, okay?
Oh, wow.
Showers, thunderstorms, potentially this afternoon. Cool front this evening into the weekend. I'm talking morning temperatures in the 60s.
What?
Afternoon still warm and dry, but next week the humidity's back. I don't know, just tomorrow through the weekend, that's good weather.
After living in Texas for years, I'm skeptical.
Well, take it when we can, George.
I am skeptical, though.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Let's go get our gear, y'all. For the fourth year in a row, the Astros are our American League West Division champions.
Woo! Go Astros!
They clinched the title after last night's win over Seattle. You know, baseball season is really long.
It is really long.
And yeah. It just feels like a roller coaster. They now have a spot in the playoffs, but I guess, I know I'm not going to say this right, they missed out on the bye, so they have to work a little bit harder than
exactly.
They have in the past.
Right.
Yeah, good job. Good job.
Thank you. We have an afternoon game today, so start. I'm not feeling very good. 1:10 is the afternoon game.
Okay. Good to know. If everybody's taking lunch, a long, long lunch today.
Yes, I need a drink.
Now you know why. Those are the top three things that are trending here in Texas, all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Hey, it's the time of the morning that we all get together and discuss a little good news on the 810 Amen. And Katie Neal, who does our midday show, is here this morning. And Katie, there is a special show tonight on 100.3 The Bull and all across our Odyssey family. Tell us about the show that you're going to be involved in tonight.
So tonight is I'm Listening, which is a two-hour broadcast where me and Carson Daly and a psychologist named Dr. Alfie Breland-Noble, we sit down and we talk about mental health live on the air for two hours, which is kind of unprecedented. Like, a lot of people don't do that because, as you guys know, like, there's a lot of stigmas around mental health. But our whole thing with this is, like, we want to normalize talking about your mental health, because guess what? We all have mental health and we all need a little bit of help with it.
Well, speak for yourself. I'm perfectly fine.
I'm the worst. No, I do think that this is so important that we destigmatize us having conversations about our mental health. Why are you so passionate about this, though?
I think, like, I've been on my own mental health journey. Like, I started doing therapy 3 years ago and just realized how much better it made my life. And we know that, like, talk literally saves lives. Like, when you talk about mental health and you talk about things that you've been through and how you've overcome these mental health struggles, like, a lot of times there's someone listening who's been through something similar and maybe didn't realize that they're not the only person that's ever felt that way. Or it's great for people to know that there are resources and a way out of feeling the way that you feel.
Can we geek out just a second about, in our commercials running right now, Carson Daly says, "I'm hosting with Katie Neal," and I think that's the coolest.
Stop. I know. I literally can't handle it. Every time I hear it, I'm like, oh my God, he said my name again. I know who I am.
And there's lots of cool celebrities that y'all have involved tonight.
Yes, there's going to be so many. I mean, like, Keith Urban, Dolly Parton, so many country artists that I've talked to in the last year just about, like, how important mental health is. They're all going to be joining the broadcast. We're going to hear from a lot of professionals, but we're also going to hear from, like, we take tons of live calls during the show, and that's probably my favorite part, is people who listen call in to share their stories. And I think it's going to be really special. Two things that we're covering tonight that we've never done before are postpartum depression for all mamas, and then also doing a special segment on first responders, because if I had to name one, you know, career lane where people need the most help with their mental health just because of the things that they see on a day-to-day basis, it's for sure first responders.
All right, tonight, 8 p.m. Right here on 100.3 The Bull. Thank you so much, Katie, for doing all of this.
No, thank you, guys.
Can I get an amen this morning for talking about your mental health?
Amen.
Amen.
And can I get Katy Perry's number? Because she's also going to be on with you.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Again, tonight, 8 o'clock on 100.3 The Bull. All right, coming up in 30 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen Show, we're going to be talking another jury duty. We have a situation we need your help with, okay? So your opinion helps us get the verdict. That's in 30 minutes here on 100.3 The Bull.
Have you ever been locked out of, like, a car, a house?
I've been locked up.
Stop it right now.
I think that's different, right?
713-881-5500. I don't know if you realize this about me, Mo. I'm super manly.
You're not setting me up for success here, Eric. What happened?
I left a gap for you to go, I know you are, of course, yes. You are the prime version of man.
What happened?
So, sometimes, once in a while, I put on my man pants and I help my wife and do things for her, like fix her light bulb in her car.
Oh, okay.
And so, the other day, her light bulb went out in her front headlight, and her car is so hard to replace the headlight. You have to get under it and then remove the wheel well and reach way up there.
Okay.
And then finally get it out and replace the light. So what I did was I went in the car, I put the keys in the car, and I turned it on just to make sure that it wasn't working.
Okay.
When I got out of the car, I accidentally sat on the key fob that locks the door, and it locked. So, and I had no idea.
Right.
And the whole time I was fixing the light, everything was fine. And then I tried to get back in the car to make sure I did it right.
And you couldn't get it.
And it was locked. And the look on the locksmith's face. There is no worse look in the world than a locksmith when he shows up and the car is in your own garage.
Oh, no.
It took away my man points completely.
Any that you had are gone.
I was going to say, I think you were operating at a deficit already.
Yeah, I was trying to make up for it, George.
I do want to know, though, like, if there are any locksmiths, it's like, what is the most judgmental that you are with
Ooh,
people?
Fair.
I would have to think vehicle in your own garage would be at the top of the list.
It was
right?
So embarrassing.
We want to know, have you ever been locked out? All right, 713-881-5500. Mo, you ever been locked out of somewhere?
I'm sure I have. I'm currently set up for success. Everything's digital now.
Mm.
Like, I'm kind of surprised that your wife can even lock her keys in her car. Like, mine, you can't do that.
You can't lock your keys in your car.
I can't lock my car if my keys are inside.
At all?
No, it won't let you.
Oh, okay. My goodness. That's magic.
I have a 25-year-old Ford F-150. You can do anything with that. You can lock the keys in there.
Come on, George.
I don't even have my power windows. You know this.
I've cranked it before. So,
yeah. I have locked myself out of my truck before.
Yeah, it's bad.
And it is a little judgmental. We want to know your story, so 713-881-55. Why are the phones lighting up?
As so many people have been locked out, George.
713-881-5500. We want to know your story this morning.
Jen is on the phone in Houston. Hey, Jen, I understand you were locked out of a car that wasn't yours, and the story involves a kid that wasn't yours.
Yes. Yes. So I was borrowing my dad's car because mine was in the shop, and I was babysitting this baby who was less than 2 years old, and I had to go pick up my son from preschool. And I had a habit at the time of just leaving my keys in the car, leaving the car unlocked. But my dad's car, the lock was the opposite of mine. So when I thought I unlocked the car to walk around to take the baby out of the car, I actually locked the car. They ended up, you know, calling the police to help me unlock my car. And I'm like, it's not my baby and it's not my car.
How do you explain that? They're like, ma'am, we're going to need to see some ID.
Yeah, that was fun.
713-881-5500. You tell us how you were locked out now on the Bull. So Eric failed at being a man. He locked his wife's keys in her car while trying to repair her car inside their own garage. Yeah, how bad was the judgment from the locksmith?
Scarring, George.
The ultimate, yes.
We want to know, where have you locked yourself out of? 713-881-5500. Diane is in Webster. And Diane, it has a list here of places that you've locked yourself out of.
Yes. So all of my keys were on my, obviously my keychain, and I had one of those little toy things. Remember those little bop things where you push the little bubbles in, you know, like in and out, like to fidget with? And my grandson took it. Yeah. So my grandson took my keys because he wanted to play with it, and I didn't know he did that. And we were trying to carry groceries in, and he decides to go into a field and play. And I'm like, go play, because I'm taking the groceries. And apparently he threw it into a creek or something because he got mad at it. And we were looking everywhere for my keys. I couldn't get in the house with the groceries. I couldn't get in the car. I couldn't do nothing. And it cost me like $350 to get a new set of keys. And then, of course, we find it a couple of days later. Yeah, it was awful.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many toys do you have on your keychain now?
I can't lie. I probably have two.
What? Then this is your fault, Diane. I have no sympathy. I was about to be really upset with your grandson, but nope, I'm slipping over now. So, yeah.
But we do anything for them.
Denise is on the phone in Richmond. Denise, what happened, sister?
Hey, so I used to live like out by the sugar mill, but I worked in Katy and used to be, you know, little one lane road down what's Graham Parkway now. There was not a gas station in sight. There was not a nothing in sight. And I was coming home from work and I'm like, I really need gas. So I know that there's a Shell through the prison in Richmond and I tried it. And just as I ran out of gas, I was like in the prison property. In the panic, I left my keys in the ignition when I locked the car. I probably get a ride to my mom's work to go pick up my extra key. And when we get back, they already had my car on a tow truck because the sheriff thought I'd left it as a getaway car. So he followed me to the gas station to prove that's really all I was doing. So I guarantee you, I stopped running out of gas and stopped locking my keys in the car.
And through the prison, too. I mean, I think that would be the other thing, there, too. All right. And on the way in less than 10 minutes, you get to be part of jury duty. Your opinion helps us get our verdict. We'll explain. It's next here on the Morning Bullpen. It's time for jury duty on the Morning Bullpen. Trying to solve the world's dilemmas one day at a time. And the question this morning, Mo, is this.
Are men who regularly cry manly or weak?
Mm.
Where did this come from?
Ooh.
Well, Well, there's. I think you know where this came
Eric,
from.
Eric, why do you want to know this?
Well, see, here's the thing.
Okay.
We, me and my wife, we had a remarriage ceremony. We renewed our vows.
Right.
And I cried like a child.
Right.
Like, openly wept while okay. we read our letters to each other that we had written on our wedding day 10 years ago.
Okay.
That's kind of emotional.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
So and we did deal? It in Mexico. And I don't know if it was cultural or if it was just this photographer. But as soon as I started crying, she mm-hmm. refused to take pictures of me.
Oh.
And my wife really wanted the crying pictures. And we have no crying pictures because she felt uncomfortable that a man was crying.
Was crying.
Probably not that you were just crying. The fact okay. that you were
yeah,
like,
yeah, I was
doubled
bawling.
Over.
I couldn't speak. Yeah. No, it was bad. It was really bad.
Let's be clear on what Eric was doing.
But I regularly cry. And yep. you would say...
Regularly. Explain regularly.
Probably twice a week.
Ooh. Now, I've been known to cry.
Sure.
So I kind of was edging over there with you, but twice a week, buddy?
Well, not, I don't like, I did my best. No, it's not that kind of cry, but if the kids do something that really inspires me or my wife looks beautiful that day, I'll get some tears in my eye or I'll watch a movie. Like, of course, I cry maybe twice right. a week.
So, Mo, the question again is...
Are men who regularly cry manly or weak?
No. You're okay. going to make them choose between the two.
Manly or yes. weak? That's the only choices here. mm-hmm. And your opinion, no right or wrong answers, your opinion helps get us our verdict. Yvonne is in Spring. Yvonne says you've been in a relationship for 10 years, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the question is this. Is a man who regularly cries manly or weak?
I'm going to have to say weak.
It's not a fair question, Yvonne. I'm really sorry that they asked you this. They put you in a hard situation and you did the best you could.
Yvonne, have you ever seen your man cry?
Yes.
Yes, but the key word there
regularly,
exactly.
yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, so juror number two is standing by Mo.
That's Crystal in Huffman. Hey, Crystal, the question, are men who regularly cry manly or weak?
Definitely weak, not manly at all.
You should seek medical attention.
Definitely weak. So you think that me watching like a movie with my kids and getting choked up, that's weak?
If it is extremely sad and like a child or like a puppy dies, yep. it's okay. Other than that, no.
Okay, there are some parameters exactly. here that people are getting onto, but we want to know, again, your opinion. No right or wrong answers here on jury duty.
All right, Tracy and Sweeney, are men who regularly cry manly or weak?
Weak.
It's fine. Therapy's fine. Just admit you have a problem.
Yeah.
And get help.
That's right. They're weak.
Inspired by
things. They shouldn't be crying just on an everyday basis. No. The only time they should cry is just, you know, sad things.
Right.
Sad
funeral,
things. Okay.
Your dog dies.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy
yeah,
cries
right.
aren't acceptable.
Yeah, movie? No.
Yeah,
with your children?
Tracy's
a kid's movie, Tracy.
Tracy's laying down the law on this one. She's like, nope. All right. Let's go to Laura in Katy. She's juror number four. Laura, you've been in your relationship for 5 years. Does a man who regularly cries, does that make him weak or manly?
I really hate to say it, but it makes you weak.
It's just a hard question.
A little emotion is okay,
correct.
But regularly crying,
right. Look into it.
She was disgusting.
But here's the thing. Women say all the time, mm-hmm. I want my man to be more in touch with his
yes.
emotions.
That doesn't mean he's getting out of hand with things.
Out of hand?
You're crying in a children's movie, Eric.
Oh, have you seen my dog Skip? You watch my dog Skip and then let's talk.
I got a question. By the way, Laura, mm-hmm. thank you so much. We appreciate it. Quick question, Eric.
Yeah.
Have you ever cried at a kid's movie that your kids didn't even cry?
Oh, well, yes.
100%.
Every time.
His daughter Charlie is my girl.
Literally yesterday, I saw a scene that they were watching
Stop.
And I...
Stop. You're not helping this situation. Jury duty, Jeremy.
Jeremy, we needed you to close this out. He's in Cyprus. Jeremy, are men who regularly cry manly or weak?
I would say weak.
Thanks, Jeremy. Thank you.
All right.
He's laughing.
Why are
you
laughing? Why are you laughing, Jeremy?
Because regularly is a lot.
Exactly. That's a word right there.
Hey, maybe he's not laughing. Maybe he's crying. I didn't judge. You both judged him right away.
I did judge him.
I know Jeremy.
All right. So, Mo, yes. Today on jury duty, mm-hmm. The final verdict.
Are men who regularly cry manly or weak? And the answer is weak.
Okay.
It was unanimous. And I need to go in the other room and do something real quick.
It's not related.
We're getting through this together.
I got to go check on something.
That's jury duty. We do it every morning here on the Morning Bullpen. And I got to see if we can't get Eric to recover because he's got to write a 10-minute tune coming up in 20 minutes. Maybe it'll be about his emotions. I'm not sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in just about 20 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen, there was a discussion yesterday about my vacation and a swing chair that was in our hotel room. We have the results of the Bull Nation poll on the swing chair. That's coming up in 20 minutes, so stay tuned here on 100.3 The Bull. Time to find out what Eric can create today with your suggestion. We do this every day. It's called the 10-Minute Tune. You call, you suggest something you've been thinking about, and if it strikes something in Eric, he'll create a song, come back and perform it all within 10 minutes.
Yes, but we can't do it without you. So we have Ron on the phone in Deer Park. Hey, friend, what do you think Eric should sing about?
I think he ought to sing about the Houston Astros, how we battered our asses back to the playoffs for another year.
Let's go, baby. Astros!
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, hang on.
Yes, Ron, bring us back to Earth because we can't do this song.
Yeah, we can't. Because Eric jinxed him last year when he did a song.
I did not,
it was Ron. Was it 2 years ago? It's been a minute.
Like, Ron, I'm not allowed to sing about any of our Houston teams because whenever I do, then we...
It goes awry.
Yeah.
Okay. I can let you slide with that.
Thank you. You're a real sports fan, Ron.
But let's go Astros.
We love you.
Ron's just like, good.
Done.
Mark, you stay away from him. We don't want to know. What should Eric sing about today is the question.
All right, let's talk to Melissa and Tomball. Hey, what should I sing about?
Driving into the sun.
No.
You're short, and your visor don't work. You got your glasses on, and you're still blinded.
You trying to stand up just a little bit?
So you lift your butt off the seat.
Yeah.
It is a bright, beautiful day.
It is a wonderful morning. Here's the thing, though. That's not a problem for me.
No.
Imagine that.
Don't be a problem.
My visor works fine.
Must be nice.
Yeah. You just need to be 6'4" is what you need to be there. All right. I love it. All right. 713-881-5500. Alan is in Houston. Alan, what do you think Eric should sing about today on the 10-minute tune?
You know, my son is doing a stocking. I do a fishing thing about their stinky bag. You know, that they never watch that stinky stuff.
Are you on like a speakerphone or something? I'm having a devil of a time understanding you.
My son is in soccer, and I wanted to know if you guys can sing about their stinky bags.
They're
gym bags.
That is hysterical.
You know that the socks that they never wash.
Oh my gosh!
And the jersey that they just keep wearing, even though it has a mud on it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, and even though the windows are down and AC is full on, it still stinks in the car.
And you know you leave it in the back of the car in the hot sun.
I'm gagging, John. I cannot breathe.
It may be next time or this time if you can sing about it so I can just remind him that he needs to wash it every week.
Okay, fair.
Okay. All right, I like it.
This one's for you.
What's your son's name?
His name is Z.
crazy.
Okay, all right. So we're going to do this song so he'll be reminded to do the laundry.
Thank you.
I love this. Thank you, brother.
Bye.
All right, so we have one you can't touch, the Astros.
Yep, yep. Okay. So crossing that out. Okay. Thank you, Ron, though. Go Stros.
We have short Melissa, whose visor doesn't work when she's driving into
so
the
funny.
Sun.
Be relatable. Safe.
And we also have then Alan from Houston, whose son never washes his soccer.
That one's so specific. But I honestly feel like kids sports is such a big deal in Houston. I think so many families can relate to that stinky gym bag.
You get the stinky Taekwondo stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
okay. All right. So what do you think? I kind of promised Alan that we do that song.
All right. Okay. I will keep your promise for you, George.
Okay, thank you. Next time I won't promise. Okay. That's what we're going to do today. It's our 10-minute tune. Eric's going to create it, and he's going to come back and perform it next here on The Bull. Tonight it's Bull Bash out at Pasadena Rodeo. Nick Russo broadcasting live until 7 o'clock tonight. And then at 7 o'clock, something special going on here tonight. Katie Neal from our midday show, Carson Daly, all with a two-hour radio special tonight called I'm Listening. It's a two-hour conversation with great stars about mental health awareness. Happens at 7 o'clock tonight here on 100.3 The Bull. Time to find out what Eric can create with today's suggestion. And it was pretty specific, right, Mom?
Alan in Houston needed a song about stink.
My son is in soccer. I wanted to know if you guys can sing about the stinky bags.
The stinky bag. He got into the stinky socks. Uniforms.
But we know what he's feeling.
Absolutely. If you ever had kids that play sports, and especially when the kids get to be that teenage boy.
Oh, wow.
The smells are.
What I walk in on.
Oh, no, George talking about teenage boys.
Zach played basketball and Matt played lacrosse. So the lacrosse bag was the nasty one.
All right. Well, then this song is for them. It's for you, George. It's for all the parents out there that have some sort of gym bag for their kids' sports. It's going to be in the style of Dierks Bentley. What was I thinking?
Okay. All right. It's today's 10-minute tune. Alan, see what you think of this one here on The Bull.
My kid plays sports and gets all sweaty, climbs up in the car and sits in the back seat. That's about the time that stench hit me. Your feet are stinking. The soggy socks get stuffed down inside a bag in the trunk, that's where they hide. All week long taking their sweet time in the Texas heat, yeah. They're baking in the Houston sun, night and day till we open it up. It was stinking like someone died, so right, P.U., someone close that bag. It was reeking like mildew mixed with rat poop, foul stench making me gag. What was my kid thinking? Man, those socks are stinking.
Eric, yes. Well done.
Very descriptive.
And by the way, good descriptions of the smells, too. That seems pretty accurate to me. What did you think? You have a kid or a parent that you want to share that with? You can get it today as part of our podcast. Just download the Audacy app, AUDACY. And when you download it, search the Morning Bullpen Podcast, and you'll find it there every day. It's our 10-minute tune. All right, Eric's 10-minute tune is going to be up as part of the podcast today. But Marisol, your daughter had a message for us. Is that right?
That's right. She said that Eric's done better.
She's my spirit animal.
You specifically called to convey that that was not my best 10-minute tune?
That's right.
I love you so much.
How old is she?
15.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow.
Now, what's her all-time favorite 10-minute tune? Do you know the answer to that?
The cat one. You had done a cat, and it was hilarious.
That's so long ago.
Is it funny that I don't remember the cat one? Now I got to go back and look at it. Marisol, thanks for riding along with us. You and your daughter. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
I'll try to step up my game tomorrow, okay?
Don't count on it.
Man, you've got a giggle out of her. That's good.
All right.
See ya.
Coming up next, we'll get an update on the swing chair on The Bull.
All right, coming up in just about 20 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen Show, it's time for some good news with the 810 Amen. So stay tuned. That's coming up here in just a moment. Yesterday, I opened up and shared a little bit about our amazing vacation. Deanna and I just had our anniversary. Kind of weird that Eric and his wife, we share that same kind of time frame for anniversary, September.
Yep.
We had a big anniversary. We went on a huge trip, and I was sharing yesterday, and I feel like I got targeted by Mo and Eric.
You make it so easy, Church.
Yeah.
Why?
You are a wide open target.
We flew to see the wonderful scenery and set places where they filmed The Sound of Music in Europe.
Yep.
That was our big trip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful.
Super cool, George.
Yodeling class.
Why are you so cool?
Men dancing in suspenders.
The coolest.
Blowing on a
trumpet.
Is that the coolest?
Yes.
Why? Why is that not cool? I had the best time, including a great hotel room that had a swing chair that I loved.
Okay, inside the hotel.
Yes.
Room.
You finally cut to the chase. You had a chair suspended from the ceiling in your hotel room.
Yes.
Yes.
And you thought it was the cutest.
So I
thought
it was sweet.
It made me, honestly, it made me feel like sitting on my grandma's porch
grandma's
when I was a
kid.
Yep. Just looking out over the mountains,
looking
swinging back and
mountain.
Forth.
I have a video. I posted the video.
There's a video?
Yeah. Oh. What?
We would, Mo and I agree, we
as
would never.
As soon as we saw the video, we looked at each other and we're like,
Don't sit on that.
I would never sit on that swing.
But I am proud of you for picking a hotel that would have it.
I mean,
I didn't know it was going to be there.
You're now on a list, though.
I know. I'm going to be on a government watch list. So Eric and Mo thought that, well, they had different thoughts about the chair than I did.
Yes.
We'll leave it at that.
So we took it to a poll on social media.
Yes,
we showed a picture of the chair, and then we asked the simple question, is this chair an innocent chair, or is this chair swing a not-so-innocent chair swing?
Yep.
And I'm convinced that Bull Nation, like me, unlike you two, has a clean and
pure,
wonderful heart.
Okay,
and
so,
Eric and I are convinced that y'all are just like us.
I will say, before Mo gives us the results, this was one of the most voted on polls we've ever put up.
Thousands. This is the part that kills me. Thousands and thousands of people voted on this.
Yes, they did.
The Bull Houston on Instagram and Facebook. You can still see that chair right now.
In our stories. You can find it in our stories.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So what were the results? Enough of this. Tell me, please, so I can feel better about the world.
It was 44% of votes to 56% of votes.
Okay.
See,
it didn't run away.
Yeah. No, but it was close, but
was
I knew
close.
There were more good people in the world.
Actually, there are more people like Eric and Mo. 56% of y'all voted that is not an innocent chair swing.
See, George?
That is something else.
Ew.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all are terrible. You need Jesus.
I don't know if it's terrible or if it's like fun and awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you could have used a little bit of more swing
fun
in
and
your
awesome
trip.
Your swing
room.
Chair.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
I can't believe
56% of people.
It didn't even cross George's mind.
Think about this. He flew 12 straight hours to go stare at mountains sitting
for his
in an adult swing.
I am still not convinced that's what that was. No.
We got to call a hotel.
No. Here's the thing. They only speak German.
So
we don't know what it would be. So, all right. Thank you, I think.
Y'all are our people, and we get it.
It's thousands of people, Mo. Thousands of people voted on this silly thing. You can see it. The results are posted up in our stories right now on Instagram.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Tom Ball today from Mo Knows Country. Bree is there and ready to take on Mo. Here's how you get the $100, Bree.
We've got that $100 bill right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Hey, Bree, why is that?
It's because it's Mo's money.
Yep, exactly right. Bree, tell her to get out of here. We'll get started, okay?
Get out of here, Mo.
All right.
Good luck, Bree.
You too.
All right. Five country-related trivia questions, Bree, and they start right now. Question number one. What country artist released the album Dangerous, the double album that spent 10 weeks at number one on the Billboard album charts?
Morgan Wallen.
Question number two. Where was his head when this country star released the chart-topping song What Was I Thinking back in 2003?
What was I thinking?
That's the song. That's the song.
We did it for the 10-minute tune today.
Dirk Bentley.
Question number three. Garth Brooks just announced that his residency at Caesars is going to be coming to an end this year. What city was Garth's residency in?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Question number four. Reboot 2. Remakes of the biggest songs in a new album is coming out from this country duo with folks like Megan Maroney helping out on the song called Ain't Nothing About You. Name the duo.
Brooks and Dunn.
Question number five. What 1995 number one hit had Tim McGraw throwing out his shoulder trying to win her a teddy bear?
Oh my God. Is it bad that this is 2 years before I'm born?
Oh my God. Yes, that's bad. Yes.
No, it's great. What, but do you have the answer?
No.
All right.
Okay. I'm take that sorry. As a pass. Let's get Mo back in here, find out what she's up against today. Mo, you got your work cut out for you.
Yeah. Bree had so many question marks at the end of her answers, but she ended up getting 4 out of 5.
Dang, girl!
Woo! I feel good about that because I told Eric that these questions have been hard lately.
George is actually the worst, isn't
good.
He? I know.
Bree,
George is bad.
Come on now. All right, Mo.
Let's do this.
Question number one.
Okay.
Who released the album Dangerous, the double album, which spent 10 consecutive weeks at number one on the album charts?
I believe that's Morgan Wallen.
That is correct. Morgan Wallen, yes.
She knew it. It's 1-1.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. Where was his head when this country star released a chart-topping song, What Was I Thinking, back in 2003?
Oh, What Was I Thinking is Dirk Bentley. Can we just do that for 10 minutes, too?
Correct. Yep. Yes. Yeah.
All right, 2-2. She knew it.
Question number three. Mm-hmm. Garth Brooks just announced his residency at Caesars is coming to an end this year.
Okay.
What city was Garth's residency in?
Oh, that's Vegas. Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Bree said Nevada, which is actually the correct pronunciation. But we'll count it. 3-3. 3-3.
Wait, does that mean Bree leads like 3.5?
City, not state. Let's go.
Question number four.
Plus one for me.
Question number four. Reboot 2. Remakes of their biggest songs in a new album is coming out from this country duo with folks like Megan Maroney helping out on songs like Ain't Nothing About You. Name the duo.
That's Brooks and Dunn.
Ooh. That is correct. Yes. It is Brooks and Dunn.
All right. 4-4. This next one she missed.
Oh, no. Okay.
Question number five. What 1995 number one hit had Tim McGraw throwing out his shoulder trying to win her a teddy bear?
Teddy bear, she had me call sugar pie, honey.
I need the name of the song, Bo.
Need an answer.
Braves all year. I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try. It's got to be I like it, I love it.
Mo.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
That is correct. Yeah. I like it. I love it. Yeah.
Titles are like my kryptonite.
Bree was born 2 years after that song came out. And that's why she lost to Mo 4-5.
It's a classic, girl. You gotta tune in.
You did awesome, Mo. I would not have gotten anywhere close to that.
Bree, we sure appreciate you. Well, except for the thing about me making the questions too hard. I sure appreciate you listening to the show.
They've been hard.
What do you got to say to get out of here, Bree?
This is Bree from Tomball and Mo Knows Country.
She does, and you can be just like Bree. You can take her on tomorrow. 8:20 will be the next chance to play Mo Knows Country. Right now, though, let's get you caught up with the top three things that are trending in Texas.
Number three.
We've been waiting for the cold front this week to bring in some relief from the late summer heat, and it's almost here. Some rain might move into the Houston area later this afternoon. The cool front looks to lower the temperatures in H-Town for the rest of the week.
Number two.
The FBI, along with local Houston law enforcement, is conducting a sweeping operation at more than 15 locations throughout the Houston area. Search warrants are being served across the city related to illegal gaming.
And the top story trending in Texas.
For the fourth straight season, the Houston Astros have clinched the 2024 AL West title with a 4-3 win over the Mariners. The team store at Minute Maid Park has been open overnight, and it's open right now until 10 a.m. for your AL West championship gear. And that's what's trending in Texas on the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.